7 past the hour on the Good Day Show, and here it comes rounding the corner, sitting down at his desk. Another one of his radio station shirts on.
What radio station are you repping today?
Yeah, thank you. What radio station are you repping today on your shirt?
Hold on just a second. I have to look at myself so I can read it. Upside down, I can stand up.
All right, this. You've been wearing this shirt for 4 hours. You still don't know what it is? Here, just hold it up.
I can't read it upside down.
Move a little bit to
this
your left.
This is riveting,
left.
By the way.
Move a little bit to your left.
Get on your head. Wiggle your toes.
Danville, Kentucky balloon race. There it is.
Danville, Kentucky. Not to be confused with Danville, Illinois. 8 after Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, and the baby. What do we have? We don't have the Boomer Broads today because they're off for a couple of weeks.
They're like in Alaska or something.
They're taking together. What's wrong with that? They're friends. They have a business together. They're friends. It's not.
They're on the road.
On the road again.
You wouldn't take a vacation with me, Jen?
Totally. In a heartbeat.
I wouldn't take a vacation with you.
I took a vacation with you. Well, as much as you vacation, we went to San Francisco for 3 hours. Do you remember that?
We did.
I went to Guam with Doug. He's nothing to write home about as a vacation partner.
Thank you very much.
We read cow magazines together, and then we came
fun.
Home.
That's about it. It's great stuff. Okay, so the Boomer Broads made me think about our discussion earlier today. You may or may not have heard Pierre and I talking about the French, the French fashion
couture
shows.
Couture.
And the related crisis that some people think boomers are going through.
Oh, yeah, what crisis is this?
Well, the way baby boomers look, the men especially, are now being pushed by retailers to buy hipper clothing.
I'm being pushed by my wife.
I consider myself to be a real-life fashionista.
Yes, really? You are.
Not one that's fancy-schmancy that has to have couture all the time.
Deal.
But just one that, you know, uses what I got to dress well. My resources.
Yes, right.
That's it. So if that's the case, well, you're not really in the boomer department. Richie's at the lower end. I'm at the upper end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no, I want to help you. We
boomer.
Throw away the corduroy.
If you're not in this age group, how can you know what really
can help us be hip?
Right. Be your advisor.
But the problem is that some people who are my age are trying to be too hip, and they look ridiculous. They look ridiculous.
All right, so Jennifer, I mean, you've got a good eye for fashion. You are young and hip. We're, you know, in the boomer stages, just barely. What could we do to improve our looks? You can start with the easy one, which would be me, or start with the hard one, which would be Doug.
Excuse me?
We know that'll take up a lot of time.
Excuse me?
I think, actually, not to sound too kissy-uppy, but, Rich, I think you have it right. You do a good job with slacks, button-down shirts, nothing too flashy.
But it's boring. Yeah, no, I'm not flashy.
You're not flashy, but you're also
boring?
Not. No, I don't think so.
Okay, that's what I need
you're
to find out.
You're nicely dressed. It's always bad when you see the old guy in one of those hip shirts that the situation is even too old for now. You
where
know?
He's got it buttoned down to like his, you know, his chest.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's bad. All right, what can we do to improve our looks?
I'll tell you that you can. One thing that I would tell men, and I tell them all the time, because men
not
will
only
all
men,
to
I want
this.
Me specifically and Doug specifically.
Don't ever wear pleated pants.
Really?
If you have pants with pleats, you have just gained 10 pounds.
Really?
Absolutely. You need, if you want to look slim and trim, get flat front pants. Men do this wrong all the time. They always buy the pleats.
Yeah,
the pleats are no good.
Really?
Try on the flat fronts, and you've lost a lot of weight. You may actually look emaciated in flat fronts.
Stop it.
Seriously?
Don't go there. All right, go ahead.
Doug, you're a pleat wearer, too. You should totally get some flat fronts.
I have a lot of flat fronts. Once in a while, I don't throw anything away unless it's worn out. Like if I wear a pair of pants, I usually buy, especially in the summertime, lightweight cotton pants to wear on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And I will, if there is a sale, $10 a pair, on pleateds or flats or whatever it is that make any difference, because I go through about a dozen pair a year.
But we're
on
not
the farm.
Talking about farm work clothes.
No,
we're
saying.
Talking about when you
yeah.
go out and actually
nice,
see
nice
people.
Pants.
Right.
Yeah,
I do not wear. I do not wear pleated. Pleated. I do not wear pleated pants.
I might have seen you in a pair.
When?
I don't think
I don't
he
know.
Does either. I think he does go with the flat
front. You
fronts.
Do flat front? Right.
I may have. I mean, I've got some. I have some. I've worn pleated.
But let's talk about the
I thought pleated
fabrics
would, was
select.
Good when wearing a suit or something
yeah, you know, I just bought,
to dress up a little.
I just bought some new dress slacks at Joseph A. Bank where I shop for a lot of my dress clothes. And they were like, you want pleated, of course, right?
And really?
Yeah.
No, always go flat. Just try it once and you're going to be a convert. The other thing okay. that men don't do, and I think maybe Doug actually does this better than you, Rich, is you got to wear a little bit of color. So
yeah.
always
no,
have
true.
Your base wardrobe, which is going to be khaki or black or brown or
right.
gray. But then mix in some color. You don't have to be afraid of it. It's not going to make people think.
I wore
Doug
a,
wears like lime green shirts.
I had a lime green shirt on this week when I was at Heidelberg. I had a turquoise shirt on.
I appreciate
the
that.
Ladies said to me that they loved that shirt.
Absolutely.
You know, here's the deal, though, Jen.
Turquoise shirt.
Okay.
Who are you dressing for? Your friends or me, Rich?
Right.
Come on.
Doug and I walk down the street, and there are two different personalities. One of us says, hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. And the other one says, hey, look at me over here. Right here.
Okay. But
me,
the colors are okay. That's it. Women love
stop
men
that, Rich.
In
you
colors.
Shouldn't be acting like that.
They love men in colors. And, Rich, you don't have to do lime green. You could do a nice shade of, like, a vibrant blue.
I have a vibrant blue dress shirt.
Okay.
And my wife gets
but
me.
You remember what Ed taught me? Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon had the coolest line on pink shirts.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You want to repeat it?
Ed McMahon said, I wear pink shirts because I'm a man and
yep.
I can.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so I have never hesitated. I have a closet yes. full. I should start wearing some of them here as we are
cool.
now in video as well as audio
pink shirt.
At DougStephan.com. Pink
back
shirts,
in the 80s.
Beige shirts, purple shirts, mauve shirts.
Over here! I'm right here!
And
look
here's the other thing. Mm-hmm. Prints. Be careful with prints. Only wear prints on top. Like a Hawaiian shirt. And
oh
even
my God.
Then, don't
the
make them so loud.
The guys who are on WKRP,
yes.
the salesman, the typical salesman, whether it's a car salesman or a radio Bert salesman.
Tarlick.
Yeah. The
I saw
plaid,
a guy.
Polka dot pants and plaid jacket. Those
when I was
great.
In the car business, we had this one dealership that I used to go buy cars at, and they used to have a monthly contest. Like one, they'd pick one day a month where they would all dress like your... you know, quote-unquote typical salesman.
Yeah.
And it was hysterical. I mean, it would
be... That's a good Halloween costume.
Walk in, it would be so... I mean, the plaid pants and the white belt.
This weekend,
oh
I
God.
Saw a guy who was in the boomer age bracket, like you're talking about, Dougie. And
yeah.
he was wearing white pants,
yeah.
and they had blue whales embroidered all over
them. There you go.
And I don't even know where you can buy something that
I tell you what, you can buy them at the golf pro shop
yes.
at the Breakers.
Total
yeah.
resort wear.
Yeah, the Breakers yeah. in Palm Beach, that's where you can find them.
Yeah.
But
exactly
not.
Where you find them.
Embroidered whales, not a good yeah, idea, yeah, especially yeah. all over your pants.
My father had tons of those, the whales and the gall. Just
no.
the, oh, yeah. He had,
what's
oh,
going on here, though?
Yeah. Whale tail, yeah.
All right, in a moment, as we discuss the fashion crisis for the baby boomers, and we've talked about pants and shirts and stuff, what about eyeglasses and shoes and that sort of thing? We'll see what we can get for insight from Jennifer on this. She's having a good time. Hopefully you are as well. Quarter past the hour on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salonpas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salonpas has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salonpas by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salonpas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salonpas. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salonpas. Please use as directed.
Bullfrog Sunblock passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to Mom and Marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My sunblock is
missed. I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I was looking for a sunblock that would stay on through sweat and everything. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast, and I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Doug Steffen with the oldest woman in the world in the next half hour. Right now we're focusing on retailers that are pushing hipper clothes for men especially. And along with the clothing, what do we call, what's the stuff, that, what do they call, not attachments, but...
Accessories.
Accessories, thank you. Mm-hmm. Eyeglasses, one of them. There are people who are wearing these big, ugly glasses. Harry Carey comes to mind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think the sunglasses, big, the Paris Hilton-style wraparound.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And I've got news for you. Those flip-on sunglasses, yeah. Not hip. Yeah, not hip at all.
Really?
Got to get a separate pair of sunglasses.
All right, so then do we wear smaller?
Or wearing sunglasses over top of glasses.
Not hip.
Not hip.
No.
No.
Okay, so what is
okay,
then?
For glasses?
Yes.
Glasses actually, the
notice
hip
how
style,
Jennifer
right?
came to life with this, Richie?
Mm-hmm. I love talking about trends. Are you kidding? Okay. I read fashion magazines. This is the first time I've ever gotten to use my knowledge. Okay. No, but the glasses, they're the dark rims. The dark rims, kind of a squarish frame, almost like a nerd glass, is kind of what's in the glasses world right now.
Yeah, really? Mm-hmm. So how do my glasses? You looking at the... stream at DougSteffen.com. How do you
I
like
would
my glasses?
Square for your glasses. A
square.
Little. Yeah, with a little more defined frame.
Okay.
Or you could just. Well, no, you don't really have a problem with your vision. It's just the reading glasses, right?
Yeah, I can't see up straight.
Yeah. Okay. Close. So you can't get the LASIK surgery.
All right. Loafers, shoes.
Always wear socks.
Socks.
Yeah. Oh man, dude. Put the socks
the
on.
The guy who's on the Board of Selectmen never wears socks.
Yeah. You know, East Coasters, you guys don't wear socks with your shoes, and that's just stinky.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not even that it looks so stupid. It's that I know that your feet smell.
And you know what? Those are the same people that wear socks with sandals.
Yes.
Yeah. Stop
I don't know
that.
Why. Swap.
Stop it now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Swap. Yeah. No socks with
Take
sandals.
Take the socks off of your sandals and put them on your loafers. Weirdo.
There's nothing like sitting in a business meeting with somebody, having them cross their legs, and all of a sudden you see ankle.
We had a guy here. I had to fire him because his feet stank.
Really? Who is that?
It's Steve. Remember him? I won't say his last name.
I remember.
Do Began
I
with an R. Steve. Then an A and then a Y.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, now sweaters and that sort of thing. Are they still dark sweaters? Are they still in, Jennifer?
Kind of.
A lot of
sweater vests are in right now.
I like sweaters. Yeah. Oh, really? The vests are coming back. Good. I got a bunch of them in my drawer. I'll wear them next fall.
There you
there
go.
There it is. I'm a little help for those of you who are experiencing the current fashion crisis, men especially. 21 after the hour with Doug and Jennifer and Richie on Good Day.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3122 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
Inquisition.
Let's begin.
The Inquisition.
Look out, Satan.
We have a mission to convert the Jews. We're going to teach them
wrong from right.
We're going to help them
see the light
and make an offer that they can't refuse.
That the Jews just can't refuse.
Confess. Don't be boring. Say yes.
Say yes.
Don't be dull.
A fact. You're ignoring.
It's better to lose your skull cap than your skull.
There you go.
Oh, you're
go.
The Inquisition.
What a show.
The Inquisition.
Here we go.
We know you're wishing that we'd go away. But the Inquisition's here and it's here to stay.
Oh, boy.
This could, I listen to this stuff all day. Mel Brooks turns 85 today. So happy birthday to him. Moving along the birthday list for this Tuesday, the 28th of June, David Knights, who's the bass player for Procol Harum. Some people don't know how to pronounce that. It's not Procol Harum. It's Procol Harum.
Procol Harum.
It could be.
No, it is. It can't.
Excuse
it's Procol Harum.
Come on. Don't be correcting the host on the air.
No. You are right.
I am right.
I'm saying another way that people mispronounce
Procol. Yeah, right. Anyway, this is their biggest song, A Whiter Shade of Pale. Mr. Knights is 69 today. So he plays the bass and he do some other stuff besides that. I'm not sure. Anyway, well known for his connection to this group. The actor Bruce Davison, who has been around a lot of things. You'd recognize him if you saw him last summer. Hunter, just Harry and the Hendersons, which he was in that.
Well, yeah.
His birthday is today.
Yeah, I remember
65,
that.
I think, today. Kathy Bates, the award-winning actress from Misery. What's that TV show that she's in now?
Harry's Law.
Yes. Yeah.
She looks older than she is. She's only 63 today.
I think she plays it up a little bit for her characters.
What do you think?
Always kind of the frumpier, older character.
Right. The theme from Breaking Bad playing in the background because Jessica Hecht is Gretchen in Breaking Bad. Now, I don't know that much about this show. She's 46. What's the story with that? Nobody knows.
Right, I don't know what the show's about, but I know a lot of people like it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, let's get to one that we do know about, and that's Ally McBeal. Jill Bellows, who played Billy on Ally McBeal, 44 today. Do you remember him?
Yes,
yeah,
I do.
Okay. Don Baylor, baseball player and manager. Today's his birthday, 62, I believe, today. Let's see. Who else we
My grandpa's going to be 80 today, you guys.
Happy birthday.
Cool, Yay, happy birthday.
Mark Stomer, bass player for the Killers. I'm lost on this one, Richie.
Oh, the Killers?
Yeah, rock.
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
Okay. John Cusack's birthday is today.
Hey, my boy.
Happy birthday. 45. Born in the state, 1966.
Yeah.
Money for Nothing, The Player, True Colors, Bullets Over Broadway, The Grifters, Say Anything. A number of good movies. He was very good in that movie where Gene Hackman played the bad lawyer. I think it was The Jurors.
Yes, The Juror, yes.
Is that what it was called, right? That was a good movie. Good movie.
Yep.
Mary Stuart Masterson's birthday is today. She's also 45. And Kelly Pickler, Jennifer likes Kelly Pickard, right?
Also another American Idol alum.
Yeah, was she the first or second year?
She wasn't a winner. She was in season four or five, I think.
Yeah. All right.
She was best known for being dumb.
Yes.
Like a ditzy blonde.
Like she didn't know what tuna was or something like that.
No, sushi.
Sushi.
She didn't know what tuna was. In a can.
Yeah.
All right, so she is professionally and profoundly determined. She's been good at new projects, and so is everybody else who was born on this day. On one hand, you seek a depth of understanding. You're serious. On the other hand, you're satirical and spontaneous and lively. So that's good to know, Jen, right?
Mm-hmm.
A natural psychologist. People who were born on this day, naturally good at shrinking people up, I guess. All right, so that's the story. Jordan Sparks joins us in the next half hour, too, here on Good Day.
Humans often make bad decisions about money.
It's very hard for us to know what something's worth sometimes, to attach a number to something.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. David Kestenbaum reports on money issues for National Public Radio.
We're like in an ocean. We're grabbing onto anything that seems to be sort of floating.
Often, marketers manipulate your sense of how much something is worth.
So if you're looking at a menu, say, a wine list, right, there are going to be some very expensive wines on there. It might be wine that's $100 a bottle or $200 a bottle. And then you start to look down the list, and there's one that's $40 a bottle. And you say, oh, well, that's a lot cheaper, and that feels like an okay price.
Kestenbaum's article in AARP the magazine will help you overcome this brain trickery. One solution is to ask yourself if that wine is worth a new dress or something else you need. Then you're deciding based on your goals and not between prices that make an item look like a good deal. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Change after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Rich and I spent some time with Jordan Sparks, who will be appearing with a lot of other notables in the 4th of July show, which, by the way, is the biggest, as I understand it. More people watch this on PBS than anything else. The Capitol 4th.
Yep.
I think we'll have Jimmy Smits with us later in the week as well. All these people that are participating, Josh Groban, Steve Martin is going to be on the show this year, Monday evening, for an hour and a half, 2 hours, be a big take, good take. So Jordan Sparks will join us for a little fun in a few minutes. Our poll today, do you think your dog has canine telepathy? A, absolutely. He always seems to know what I'm thinking. B, maybe. But that hasn't stopped him from chewing on my shoes. C, I'd like to think so, but realistically, I doubt it. And D, no. Any behavior that makes it look like that is just coincidental. Later on this week, by the way, we'll have as a co-host, I think Thursday, Andrea Metcalf, because both Roberta and Jennifer will be gone tomorrow and Thursday. So I invited Andrea, who is one of the really special people, not only associated with this program, but like a lot of the other folks that are on this program, Tom and, well, both Toms, Tom Parson, Tom Kreidler. Tom Kreidler is the host of The Money Pit. Very recognizable name. People really love that show. He's on television all the time.
Does very well.
Yeah, Warren Eckstein, the same thing. One of our experts here has a lot of focus on your pets. Happy to have him involved. Phil Lempert, who's the supermarket guru, was on ABC yesterday talking about barbecuing. So he's visible. Andrea is on television all the time. Matter of fact, at her website, you go to AndreaMetcalf.com, you'll see her interview Olympian Gretchen Bleiler. And she does a great job because she kind of gets it. I love her personality and her spark. So she'll spend the day with us on Thursday to help us. We have too much testosterone, Richie, if there isn't at least the prayer. And believe me, Andrea is strong enough to take care of a couple.
Yeah.
She'll handle that.
We're no threat to her.
No. All right. I said that we thought that the oldest person living was 115. Turns out that is not the case. A discovery made about Maria Pereira, who is apparently 120 years old. Now, interestingly enough, we're getting these stories. More and more of us are looking, as blasphemous as it may sound, at the Al Jazeera website and Al Jazeera television, because they're doing a better job of the news than many of the Western news organizations. They found this woman. as workers for Brazil's National Institute of Social Security found her during a routine check of state birth records. You know, you have your birth certificate, you have your death certificate, and it's filed. Most governments keep files. Right. She was born, Richie, September 3rd, 1890.
Wow.
1890. She's an indigenous person, a native, if you will. Looks like an Indian, an American Indian. She lives in a northwest sort of remote province. And so the people who found her birth records weren't sure that you know, they had no death certificate. So they went about the business of finding her. And they did.
Wow.
She speaks a little Portuguese. They're trying to find out about her, but she looks, actually, for 120, I get a picture of her. We ought to post it at DougStephan.com. Man, for 120, she looks pretty hot.
What's her name again?
She looks hot. Maria Lucimar Pereira, P-E-R-E-I-R-A. So we get a picture of her. Let's post it at DougStephan.com. Right now, we have the
here she is.
Photo. You see her?
Yeah.
You think she looks 120?
Yeah, she looks every bit of 120.
You think she does?
Yeah.
Oh. That would be like death warmed over.
Maybe
though.
130.
You think?
I mean, she's standing upright and has her eyes open. That's good for her.
Yeah.
Well, but yeah, she looks 120.
10 children, 22 grandchildren, that sort of thing.
Wow.
Yeah. So there it is.
Yeah, she does look like she's definitely got the indigenous Indian look.
Yeah. Why don't you post that to Twitter or Facebook, Richie, also?
Okay.
Good idea. We have plenty of good ideas.
I love the headline.
What?
Discovered. Yeah. In Brazil. Like right. They dug her up somewhere.
Yeah. Well.
Well, all right. 120 years
be old. Nice. So, yeah, it is really. But imagine what you would. See, the reason this is good is because you can use that photo and the idea behind it to imagine what you would look like if you were to be 120. What do you think you would. Paint a visual picture in your mind about what you think you would look like if you lived to be 120. I'm trying to imagine, Richie, how you would look.
Not pretty. I'm pretty rough at 46, man.
Yeah. Well, you look much better since you lost all the weight.
Nah, I mean, sure. But,
I'm trying to. I've noticed, you know, you've teased me. I've noticed in the last 3-4 years that I look a little bit different. I think sometimes that I think I look the same as I did. I feel the same as I did 20 years ago. I'm
sure.
Not sure I look.
Yeah, no, you
exactly
do not.
The same.
None of us do, Doug.
Don't get too carried away with that.
No, hey, look at the picture on your website. You don't look like that anymore.
Very cute, Richie. Jordan Sparks up next here on Good Day.
Ooh, this is
very
fun.
Cute.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance,
which is an unlikely question for a biology test,
then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G, E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
With IBM's Masters of Business Change, I'm Bill Crawford. One company is addressing business challenges with a new leadership program focused on critical analytical thinking, innovative design thinking, and personal leadership. Bonnie Fetch, Director of People and Organizational Development at Caterpillar, has more.
We are developing a robust leadership program which will benefit us at all levels. It includes formal learning, on-the-job experiences, coaching and feedback, as well as action learning. We believe better leaders will create a better employee and customer experience.
The flagship element of the program, called Digging Deep, is designed to prepare future Caterpillar leaders for executive-level positions. It combines the expertise of current executives with the academic expertise from Stanford University.
Participants build key skills and gain experience through activities centered around our corporate social responsibility mission to enable access to basic human needs, education, and a sustainable environment.
Soon, Caterpillar will post more information at cat.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold pre-retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, these days, technology seems to change by the hour.
Once you get it out of the box, it's already outdated.
Well, at Rent-A-Center, you never have to worry because there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're never stuck with something that's dated.
Kind of like those pants.
Hey! Parachute pants are back, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get great deals on Acer tablets with Android. Worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
This is my love. My everything is the moment. I look around. I can't believe the love I see.
As most of you know or remember, there is a live PBS broadcast. It's become one of America's favorite Independence Day traditions, a Capitol 4th, featuring performances this year from some of the best-known musical names. There's a display of fireworks that we all look forward to. Jimmy Smits is going to host this lineup. Steve Martin is going to be on. Let's see. Look, we have a dog. And Richie, look who we've got, Jordan Sparks from American Idol. Hi, Jordan.
Hi, how are you guys?
I think we're doing well.
One of our favorites from American Idol. Now, what season was it? Season 6, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Season 6, and then I won in 2007.
What I have to ask you about, because I know, Jordan, you are on tour right now, and you're out with the Backstreet Boys and New Kids on the Block. How cool is that?
I am. It's really crazy. They put on a really good show. I finally got to watch it the other night, and I mean, with all 9 of them up there, it's totally like fangirl overload, but it's
Jennifer
so much
wants
fun
to know
to
if she can be one of your backup dancers so that she can tour with the guys, too.
Can I join your tour, Jordan? Come on.
they're really, really sweet. I'm almost done, actually, so I only have a few more shows left, so I wouldn't be able to put you on payroll yet. But
I'll work for free. Ask Doug. I said, ask Doug. I'll work for free.
They're really sweet. They're really, really cool. A lot of them have, like, you know, their family and their kids with them, but I have to, like, compose myself because I knew a couple of New Kids songs, but I was definitely, I grew up with Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, and I was kind of, you know, I was that girl, and walking around and, like, seeing Howie and AJ from Backstreet Boys, I have to go, okay, Jordan, calm down. It's okay. You're supposed to be on this tour.
it's
really fun, though. They're really sweet.
And that's the crazy thing. I mean, you know, obviously from American Idol, you guys, you know, all have some music background. You're really working hard, and then you get thrust into just, boom, mainstream, top 10, all the life. All of a sudden, boom, you're there. And then now you're touring with, you know, the icons like the Backstreet Boys and those guys. What kind of a reality check is that for you? I mean, you grew up in kind of a famous family with your dad being a pro football player. But what kind of a thrust into reality was that for you?
It was definitely crazy. I mean, it was like I got off stage from winning American Idol. I went and hugged my family, and then somebody tapped my shoulder and said, hey, Jordan, press in 5 minutes. And, you know, that's kind of how it's been ever since. My dad, when he played football, I mean, we were sort of in the spotlight, just, you know, my mom and me and my brother just being there and, you know, supporting him and, you know, watching him do interviews and different things like that. And I definitely watched and soaked in what my dad did and, you know, how he interacted with people and fans. And it kind of just helped translate to what I'm doing now. But it's been a lot. It's pretty much been nonstop ever since. I can't believe it's almost been 5 years.
So now you get to perform on stage at the Capitol 4th on the 4th of July with big names and on PBS. How does that feel?
It's good. I'm excited. I mean, anytime I get to sing the national anthem, I definitely feel honored in being a part of this humongous show that's, you know, been such a big deal for the past, I don't know how many years. It's going to be amazing to be able to sing that. I'm also doing the song Beauty and the Beast. It's actually the 20th anniversary of Beauty and the Beast, which is why I'm singing it. And Mark and Chelsea from Dancing with the Stars are going to be dancing to this song while I sing it. So it's going to be a really, really cool.
You don't know this shit.
Yeah, we have to. We have to.
We're
going to
help
you
out with something.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So Doug's a freak about the national anthem being sung properly.
It's like his thing. Mm-hmm.
And every time that somebody sings the anthem at an event, we play it back to see whether they got it right or not. So we're going to give you the upfront on whether it's right or not. Now, I don't know whether you realize this. You probably do, being a professional musician, that the word banner in the national anthem has three, was it three notes, though?
Three notes.
Right. And how should it be sung?
How you want me to sing it?
I want you to sing it.
Oh, no.
All
right,
so here's the story.
The
essence of my...
George, we apologize, but he's a freak about
this. I don't like it when people don't sing it right. It's a national anthem. It should be sung right. There are three notes. Ban-ner-er. So if you sing, there are so many people who do ban-ner-er, and it drives me nuts.
There will be a test on this later, by the way.
It's ban-ner-er. Didn't we have Jordan? I thought we played back a version at one point in time that Jordan sang the national anthem.
Right.
We did it right.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, good, I passed.
You passed. Yes, you did pass. Yes, you got
everybody
a gold star.
Obsessions, you know.
Right, exactly.
Oh, and don't
just remember, ban-ner-er.
We won't be playing this back next week after you do it and critiquing it and making sure that you got it right, because Doug will say, I told her how to get it right.
No pressure.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that is so funny. I love it.
Yeah. Just remember that. That's how you remember me and us, all right, Jordan?
The Ban-ner-er.
Ban-ner-er. Also appearing with Jordan in the show, I think I talked about Steve Martin. Josh Groban will be there, and Little Richard. My heaven, the National Symphony Orchestra. You'll be singing with them. No, they're the backup for you, right? I mean, not backup, but they're the... Yeah. So what are you going to sing?
Well, I will be doing the national anthem.
Beside the national anthem, though, yeah, we know that. What else are you going to sing?
Yes, I'll be doing that, and then I'm singing Beauty and the Beast, which I know seems a little crazy, but it's actually the 20th anniversary of, you know, the movie being, you know, put out and created, and so I'm singing the song Beauty and the Beast, and then Mark Ballas and Chelsea Hightower from Dancing with the Stars are going to dance to it as well, so it's going to be this really, really pretty, intricate song, and then with the orchestra behind me, it's going to be so beautiful.
Will Little Richard be coming on stage and joining you for that number?
He's the Beast.
I don't think so, but if he waltzes on, I'm sure it'll be a great TV moment.
Jordan, I'm just curious, that before we run out of time, how your life, other than the professional that you tapped on the shoulder and it's been like that ever since, what's this done for your social life? What's your private life like?
Well, as of right now, I mean, I'm still super, super close to my family, and my brother actually just got a scholarship to play football at University of North Dakota, so we're all really excited and prepared for that. So I'm just like, now I kind of just want to be like, okay, this fall, every Saturday, PJ's going to have a game, so I got to make sure that I'm there for that.
Cool.
So, yeah, thank you so much. So I have to make sure that, you know, I fit things in, and it's crazy to have to be like, you have to tell me months in advance when things are going to happen, because I don't know, I might be touring, I might be overseas, I might be doing whatever. Sack, it's crazy, but
football's a good
actually,
sport, because you know where you need to be and what time you need to be there, so that's good.
Exactly, it's good, and my friends have been really cool about it. My best friend actually just got married this past weekend, and I was the maid of honor in her wedding, and I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Oh,
so,
very cool.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of changes for sure.
You got to remember who you are, where you came from. It's nice to be important, as the old cornball disc jockey expression goes, but it's
more
important
to be
nice.
Yeah.
It really is.
There
and
you
got to keep your perspective on things. Nice to meet you, Jordan. Good luck.
Right. And thank you. Nice to meet you sort of through the phone, too.
Yeah. Take good care of those dogs. Jordan
thank
Sparks.
I will. Now they're quiet.
That's good. A Capital Fourth, the top-rated program on PBS last year, as a matter of fact, from the west lawn of the U.S. Capitol. It's 8 to 9:30 Eastern Time. Check your local listings on the 4th.
Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no air. Can't live, can't breathe with no air. I'll be here whenever you ain't there. No air, no air. Got me out here in the water so deep. Tell me how you...
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
A verdict that apparently took the defendant by surprise. He used the word stunned. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. There was a time when most of us outside the state of Illinois had no idea how to pronounce the name. But ever since charges of corruption were levied against him, we learned how to say Blagojevich, and we're saying the name again today following the conviction of the former Illinois governor yesterday on 17 counts, including the attempt to barter an appointment to President Obama's vacated Senate seat for personal gain. Most of the other guilty counts were for wire fraud. There was one not guilty verdict, and the jury was deadlocked on two others. This was Rod Blagojevich's second trial on charges of corruption. His first trial wound up deadlocked on a majority of charges. Here's what Blagojevich himself had to say outside the Dirksen Federal Building in Chicago after the verdict was rendered.
I frankly am stunned.
Any lessons learned from all of this?
Well, among the many lessons that I've learned from this whole experience is to try to speak a little bit less, so I'm going to keep my remarks kind of short.
So, we move on to reaction from the federal prosecutors in the case. Here's U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald saying the conviction vindicates the people of Illinois.
When a sitting official, a governor, tries to sell a Senate seat, tries to shake down a children's hospital, and tries to demand cash before signing legislation that's sitting on his desk, that's an affront to the citizens.
And we also hear from some of the members of the jury. This woman, known as Juror 149, said it wasn't easy to reach a verdict in this case.
There were several times that we would have to vote and re-vote and, you know, listen to the tape and go through all our notes and basically look at the facts to really try to come to a happy medium.
Blagojevich faces up to 25 years behind bars. Prosecutors have asked the judge for a speedy sentencing date. In the meantime, the judge has placed a travel restriction on the former governor, who must stay mostly within the Chicago area unless he has permission from the courts to travel elsewhere. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced. Through July 5th, all cargo carriers on sale at their lowest prices of the season, starting at just $69.99. Plus, save on all tires, including mail-in rebates with a purchase of 4 Michelin or Goodyear tires. Special financing available. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 7/5 to 7/30.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. one more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Here was yesterday's closing bell on Wall Street. If you listen carefully, you can hear the applause and cheers. Stocks did close higher. The Dow with a 109-point gain to 12,044. S&P and NASDAQ up as well. Oil prices fell 55 cents a barrel, settling at $90.61. A California law restricting the sale of violent video games to minors is struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court, the nation's highest court, ruling the government cannot be permitted to protect children by limiting violence in the media. Justice Antonin Scalia said the most basic principle of First Amendment law is that government has no power to restrict expression because of its content. It may seem as if Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann has been running for president for quite a while, but yesterday she made it official.
I stand here in the midst of many friends to announce my candidacy for President of the United States.
The Minnesota Republican unveiling her candidacy in Waterloo, Iowa, where she was born. Iowa holds the nation's first caucuses in presidential election years, as you well know. Bachmann, a Tea Party favorite, has been in the U.S. House since 2006. And finally, we take you to the All England Tennis Club. Can we have the NBC Breakfast at Wimbledon theme, please? Yes, past the tea and crumpets. On the court, the Williams sisters, Serena and Venus, both lost their fourth round matches yesterday, as did top women's seed Caroline Wozniacki. On the men's side, no surprises, the top four seeds all advanced, Nadal, Djokovic, Federer, and Andy Murray. Of greater interest, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, also known as Prince William and his bride, Kate Middleton, were spotted exchanging affectionate glances with each other while taking in the match with their British pal, Andy Murray.
Yes, a love match at Wimbledon.
By the way, the couple won't be around for the Wimbledon finals. Kate and Prince William will begin a 9-day tour of North America this Thursday in Canada, and then touch down in the U.S. a week from Friday, July 8th, in Los Angeles.
Ooh, I can't wait.
I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa,
kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Early morning radio. Credible and reasoned.